this conversation.
So, I mean, there's plenty of coaches know the benefit of cold plunging. They maybe don't know the benefit specifically of like how plunge first came to be. Give a little bit of the backstory for strength coaches to understand like how, I mean, it's kind of swept the strength and conditioning world talking about cold tubbing and contrasting and all that.
Totally. I think it's swept a lot of different industries that came in. I mean, we came in, Mike and I, my co-founder, we launched the company. It was a COVID story. You know, we had our brick and mortar. We both owned separate businesses, but very similar type, where these wellness boutique businesses with you know, float tanks and saunas. It didn't have cold plunges in them, but you know, massages and things like that. We had these locations. They were shut down. We're out in California during COVID. So we're dealing with that. And it kind of gave this very unique moment in time. Mike starts, we're kind of looking at ourselves like we were super into cold plunging. We did it personally. He had the chest freezer. I would go to a local commercial spa that was kind of ahead of its time having one. We were really into it. And he was like, man, there's no consumer product out there that really like is me. Like I see an opportunity. And it was kind of before obviously what it is now. He starts developing it. We end up doing it. We launch out of the garage and you know, the model, the business model was let's sell 20 of these. You know, and then a year later we're on Shark Tank and kind of this whole industry and concept around cold plunging. We obviously named the company Plunge around this concept of cold plunging, which we thought was going to become the industry term. At the time, it was like ice bath, which I think a lot of coaches and most people are, we remember that from our athlete days, like it's an ice bath and you do it. And obviously this isn't much different, but just the structure of not having ice in a self-contained, self-cooling system. And you know, that's where we are today.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted it, because it was the water's going to be circulating and I don't have to worry about adding ice to it. I know the water's going to be clean. Like that was for me why I got it.
Yeah. That's our mission statement is like, make the hard thing feel so easy. So it's like, it's super hard to get into cold water. It's already like the mental side of it, like to override that system every day. And, you know, we've really thought from a product perspective, let's take all the hard stuff out. Let's try and make, I think on our newer products, we've done this even better, make maintenance simpler, you know, try and take all the other stuff that comes with it away and just, you can go do that hard thing.
I think you couldn't have said that better, because I tell people that are like, oh, I'm going to do a cold shower instead. I was like, that's harder. Like you're moving to find the cold instead of like, you're just in it. You know what I mean?
100%. I think a shower is, I am way more adverse to a shower than going and sitting in my cold plunge.
Yeah, because it's just like, no, I'm in it and now I'm just breathing instead of like having to try to go and then parts of you are cold, parts of you are not, like not fun at all. With the wellness spa thing, this was not one of the questions that I had sent you before, but I feel like most of our listeners out there, so you're talking to college strength coaches, high school strength coaches, some pro strength coaches, tactical, and then in the private space too, mainly college though. I feel like in that sector, and I worked there, that coaches are like kind of averse to wanting to go to those wellness spas because they maybe don't see the benefit to it. Can you just talk to the benefit of how good it is for them to actually take care of their bodies? So then that way they can, again, that is a small piece in how plunging plays into it as well, but just taking care of your body so you can be a better coach and a better athlete in person.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously the your listeners are going to be, you know, these are professionals that even probably know more about physical recovery than I do. But I think the piece that's really there is on this mental side or nervous system regulation, which is like a huge part for the athletes, you know, whether it's just kind of your overall mood and mindset, like that's where I think there's a lot that's missed around cold plunging or using these other services. It's you have to manage that part of your physical self, which is your mind. And then nervous system, you know, nervous system is a key part of this. And it's, you know, we know athletes that are, you know, we might use the term grounded or calm or collected in certain moments. And those are probably key things that they are, whether consciously or just naturally being able to work on. And, you know, cold plunging, you know, it's kind of the topic we're discussing here. It's like, it is a stressor, but it's a stressor
TeamBuilder is Strength Coach Network's trusted provider for online software for strength coaches. It does not matter what sector of strength and conditioning you work in, you want to get TeamBuilder because you will be able to program for your athletes, simply distribute the training to them, and make changes, modifications, whatever you need. I've been utilizing them since 2019 when I was back at Towson. I still use it in person at Goldfinch with all my remote clients throughout the country and in person at the high school, Centennial High, right down the road when I was volunteering for them. You got to check out TeamBuilder in the link down below. The people that work for them are former strength and conditioning coaches, so they get it. They are able to help you with all of your needs. Again, reach out to your TeamBuilder rep and learn more about them in the link down below.
That you want to manage and work through, and you're not just there to stay in stress. It's like how you mitigate the stress. You're creating this like kind of, it's a very unique environment where we can create stress knowingly. Usually stress comes from us. I mean, there's working out and that's a stressor. It's kind of similar to that. You want to tear your muscles down and they're going to stress them out and they're going to grow back stronger. That's a similar function that you're doing in the cold water with your nervous system. So you're going in intentionally stressing it out. And most of the time, stress to our nervous system comes unexpected. It's when someone yells at you. It's when someone says something to you. It's someone, something physical happens that we can't really plan for it. Where this is something you can prepare for. I'm going to do this. Yep. You get in, you go through a stress, lose your breath. It's a very key signal. But then within that, learning how to regulate heart rate and bring that down. That's like the key thing that you're managing here. You don't want to stay, if you are staying in a cold plunge, overly stressed out, don't do it. Like, you know, you talked about like cold water or shower to a plunge. It's like the plunge is actually, I look at it as more of like a letting go or calming exercise. Mm. You go in and if you're just suffering in there, and you know, we see it a lot with men, they get in there and it's like, I can go for 5 minutes and you've never calmed your system down. And it's just like, that's something cool you did, but it didn't have the net positive experience of why you would do this exercise. So, you know, I think in general, you talked about these centers. I just think it's bringing that part in under the holistic self, which I think, you know, the coaching community has really, you know, my observation, taken huge steps there into encompassing more of just, you're just this physical, you know, meat suit. There is more to you to that. And, you know, whether it's a Capital Floats, that my facility or these wellness facilities that are out there, or, you know, cold tubs or saunas or these other tools that we have to help kind of manage that side of ourselves, I think are critical.
I think, like you just said, there's not only the carryover, and I know it's very general. So for our strength coaches out there, like, it's general exercises that we do in the weight room, help athletes get more robust to play their sport. You can do these general difficult things of going into that cold tub to build up your general ability to, like you just said, hey, I'm going to do a hard thing. I know it's cold, like just cold plunging, but then you can start to apply it in your life. Like, hey, I can breathe during this difficult part. And hey, look, now I can breathe during difficult parts of life. And I truly believe from my own personal experience as to why there is benefit with everything that you're talking about.
And the stress management is critical. I mean, it's a really clear protocol into how to do it with, you know, cold water. And I talked about it. It's like you get in, you have a cold shock response.
Yeah.
You have a heart rate that you enter in. You have a resting heart rate, that like more of your nighttime heart rate. And then you have a heart rate right before you're getting into a cold plunge. And it might
which
be a little
goes high up because you're like, oh boy, it's going to be cold.
you have that. It's naturally rising a bit, but you have, you know, you some heart rate kind of consistency. You get in, your heart rate's going to spike. You want that. You want that onset signal. But within 30 to 45 seconds, you should start seeing a glide path of your heart rate coming down. And if you're not, back off. And you know, your dose is too much. What I mean by that is your temperature is too low. And I think that's, you know, we had some questions offline on this. And it's like, what's the biggest misconception, or kind of, it's going like being colder is better for some reason. That's like a thought out
that's
there.
That's America too, though. Like, that's just men in America. Like, if two Advil is good, 22 is really going to get rid of this headache. And it's like, if some cold's good, crank it to as low as it's possible, because otherwise I'm not a man.
It's 100%. And it's, you know, we all know medicine become poison. And that's what cold plunging is. We start to see these negative impacts where people are, you know, you're actually stressing your nervous system out more. You're having these adverse impacts to it. You know, I always joke that's like, and this isn't everyone. There is a population that makes sense for them to be down there. But I'd say from our visibility into this, maybe 10% of people that think they should be that low really should be that low. I always joke, like, if someone's telling me they cold plunge at 37 degrees,
bro,
I'm like, you just got yours. Like, because like most don't stay consistent and find their right dose at that temp. And again, there are some that, that it actually does make sense for them to be down there. But I would say it's what we see commonality is around this 45 to 55 zone is kind of the more gen pop like population that should be kind of plunging at that temp.
That makes me feel way better. Cause I was about to say like, man, I set mine at that like 55 because now I know I'm right around 53. And I think there was a period of time, like maybe where I was overly stressed out. Cause I got my plunge to when I had just moved from Maryland to Iowa and I was going through a big transition in career and everything in a move.
Huck and Dynamic is Strength Coach Network's trusted provider for force plates and for handheld dynamometers. Not only am I using it now in the private sector at Goldfinch, I was utilizing this software when I was back at Towson University. You're able to transport the plates because I've taken them from our private sector facility to our other locations, also been able to take it from our private in-person location to the high school down the road to do some testing with athletes right then and there. You're able to pair your true strength with the Striking Difference machine. The people at Hawken are fantastic. The technology is second to none. You have to learn more about Hawken Dynamic in the link down below.
And I definitely feel like it was colder then, and I was, and it helped me manage the stress because I had maybe more stressors in my life. And then now as things have kind of eased off, I'm like, I don't know how I was cold plunging at that level. Like, at 53, it's like it's cold and I get that dose response that you're talking about.
And you nailed it. It doesn't always stay the same. Like, it's a signal to kind of where we're at too. Like, I'll get in and sometimes I keep mine around 49, 50, 51 right there. And some days it's like, dude, 51 feels so much colder, or I'll have weeks. And it's like, it's also a signal to where I'm at in life. Obviously, we're not the same person every day, week. Like, life changes, new things happen, our bodies go through, you know, different seasons. So I think it's also being attuned to that, that maybe what it's, you know, what you were a month ago, that it's always kind of listening and adjusting to where your body's at.
With the cold exposure stuff, like there's research that people come out and say like, oh, you're not supposed to cold plunge after, you're not supposed to cold plunge before. And like, I, as somebody, and I'm going to just talk to you about my anecdotal stuff and you can tell me if this is making sense or not. I loved going in, beforehand, and somebody explained to me like, hey, when you go in beforehand for 30 seconds ish a minute, you're now lowering your core temperature, and then it will take a little bit longer for your core temp to then get even higher, so therefore you can sustain higher outputs for longer because of that immediateness, and it also kind of wakes you up and excites you. I 100% agreed with that, felt that effect, and I also had no issue going in cold tubbing after training, where people would be like, you're not supposed to do that. And it almost like the, you know, you're just not supposed to in this like anaerobic window where you had to eat something right away. What are your thoughts on any of that feedback from people? Because like I said, I've never had a adverse effect to it. And my whole thing was like, well, let's dive into the research of how that research was actually conducted.
Yeah. I think to your point of like the pre-workout, I mean, that's, you know, how, with that core body temperature, being able to kind of go longer, last longer in your workouts, like that feel, you know, it's less your muscles breaking down first, and it's more of your body overheating that sends the signal into your workout. So yes, I think we have seen that. We have seen some of our, you know, high level athletes that have utilized it, or coaches that I talked to have worked that into the protocol. I think there are things to be aware of in your warm up and getting your body right, obviously, and depending how long you go in the cold, that you need to be aware of. But yes, 100% that. I think the post-workout one, that's been one that's been really surprised. It's kind of overtaken the narrative. Like, right. It's kind of a boogeyman that I've seen entered. And I, you know, it's been interesting to see this arc of cold plunging of like in kind of culture. Like when we came in, it was like the new thing, and it was like the silver bullet. Cold plunging is going to cure every issue you had. It was, everyone was out there, and it was like, okay, that's not true. But man, we're riding this wave that this thing is a cure all. And then at like any trend, you naturally see the other side, and people start, and you have the people that are like, no, this is, it's terrible, and it's this, and we kind of swung there, and it's really come back to the middle where I think any kind of modality, anything gets to where it's like, you start to understand what are the trade-offs here, how to actually utilize this effectively, like working out. You know, working out's great, but you can hurt yourself working out. And there are things to be aware of when you're doing that. cold's very similar. I think we're getting there. But the post-workout recovery has, like, in my opinion, it's been a bit hijacked and it's been a bit overblown. It's like, if you are cold plunging for 5, 6, 7 minutes at a very low temperature, and you are like really maximizing for certain gains and adaptation, yes, you might want to hold off on that. And you might want to space that out post your workout. But at least my cold plunges, a lot of times they're 2 minutes at 50 degrees. Yep. And that is the amount of like just like recovery that I'm just going to get to even be after a hard workout to be ready for tomorrow. It has very little impact. And I think there's just kind of a misconception into what we're quoting here of like, hey, you should not cold plunge. Well, it's like, yeah, you shouldn't do a 10-minute ice bath after your cold plunge if you're looking for like true, like, you know, certain gains in what you're building for. But I don't think that's what most people are doing. So no. I've seen it more. My opinion, it's more of like an excuse not to do it than, you know, the truth of what it's actually doing. So that's what I've seen the trends. The pendulums have swung for sure.
I like you using the word modality there, because like you did say, yes, we're using it for recovery, but it is also a stressor. And I feel like that is where, you know, most of these strength coaches listening here, we even have athletic trainers, like that's what they're trying to figure out. Like, hey, what is the best way to use this modality? Because we have it in our athletic training room, in our, you know, the recovery room at all these colleges now. And then also people working in the private setting, like they're getting plunges. They're having them installed. We have one at the MMA gym that I train at. So they're like, okay, how do I dose this and give it to our athletes to be able to get the best response for the best modality that we're trying to get with them?
And if it's MMA, like, you know, there's a chronic inflammation to some of the work they're doing there. Like, you know, you're putting your body that might be a good post-workout. Like you're doing that where it's a different, you know, it's not a specific muscle group you're working on. You're kind of go through this long workout and it's like, how do you kind of bring yourself down? I think from a college athlete perspective, the topic I see a lot there is, you know, mental health, like stress that goes on into that. And it's like, I would look at how do you incorporate that into your morning process, like outside of a workout, treat it separate than your physical, like our training in the gym, and treat it more of like, hey, let's find you a good temp and time that you come out and get this dopamine hit. You're coming out with like an elevated mood, elevated mindset that happens, and do that. I mean, that's ultimately why I cold plunge. That is the number one thing. Yes, I work it into my workouts in unique ways, and whether I'm running or gym, but mine is in the morning. I really like to do it for hard reset and mental, you know, mental clarity and mood. So I think from like a college athlete, even pro, that would be, you know, areas that I would work it in.
Powerlift is Strength Coach Network's trusted provider for exercise equipment. Made here in the USA, right down the road in the state of Iowa, Powerlift has the ability to customize whatever you need in your room, regardless of the sector of strength and conditioning. If you need a massive, big room, they have the ability to help you with that. If you're confined with space and you need to get creative, their reps are able to help you get what you need done, and being able to get any customizations that you or your organization want with your logo on the equipment. Click the link down below to learn more about Powerlift. And if you have any questions about them, please feel free to reach out to us.
Or even for like me being a strength coach and now talking to the actual strength coach, like for me, my time is after, like I like to exercise first thing in the morning, and it got harder to go into the plunge before that. But coming home from the training session and going and plunging, like you said, 90 seconds to 2 minutes after training, that's why I was just like, I felt the exact same way as you. Like, I know everybody, like you said, the pendulum swung and like, you're not supposed to. And I'm like, A, I was like, I'm enjoying doing it. And B, you're telling me not to. Now I'm going to do it even more. I've found it, and it's been very beneficial for me, like you said, with that mental reset. And I would even do it like, okay, we're inside. We got the kids are going crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm catching myself up here. I'm going to go into the plunge and I just need to do a mood reset, like 100%. I'm going to go in, even if, like it said, maybe a little bit shorter because I didn't have as long at 60 seconds, 90, you know, eventually working up to that 2 to 3 minutes of just breath work around 52, 53 degrees. And I come out like a just completely different person. And my psychiatrist, back when we were still meeting together, he talked that like back in the day, they would take patients that were at mental institutes that were like, okay, they were going into a bad negative spiral. And I'm not saying that any of what you and I are saying is medical advice. Let me just disclaim that to everybody. I'm talking about what my therapist told me before. And so he would say, hey, if you ever catch yourself like, you know, getting really upset or whatnot, he had said, put a tangerine or a clementine in the freezer, grab it and hold it. Cause that cold will then bring you back to like, hey, all right, whatever you were doing in your brain and the spiraling you were doing, but because you're experiencing that cold, it brings you back into the moment and you're like, okay, wait a minute, here I back am. So strength coaches out there, maybe you're in the middle of programming for something. You had a bunch of groups going on and you're like, I just need a quick little reset. Golly, can't recommend it enough.
Totally. I mean, it's, you know, and again, not medical advice, but there is those on more the extreme situations like these. I see it all the time from our customers. We get reach out of people are in, you know, true like mental struggle. And this is an outlet that they go to. And, you know, 10 months later, they're like, this is transformed who I am, transformed myself and my family. I mean, I'm sitting at my desk. I have this note right here from this customer that just wrote me this week saying, you know, anyway, so it's like that is there. And I think it's a real unique outlet for coaches to utilize outside of just thinking through the physical body and treating it for the mind.
Yeah. And again, like for me, I was going through the process of, I've talked about this on the show before, but I was using, again, none of this medical advice, one human talking to another, but I was taking SSRIs and like the ability to wean off of that and then no longer be on medication anymore. I'm speaking the same way that other person did. Like it was definitely a big factor and a big helper for me when I was going through, any of the difficult times and struggles that I had with mental health. And we've talked about this on the podcast before for other strength coaches, because I get people texting me saying, hey, I'm having these issues. I want to just talk with you before I talk to her. And again, like they just want to relate to things. And it has helped me be able to transition from being on medication. And it's just been a something that has totally helped me with that mental focus. But I do also think with the physical reset as well.
Yeah, the physical side is you're going to get it. The mental is what we get people to buy the product for physical. And then it's like a week later, they're like, oh, this is a mental. Like that is like, that's great. I'm getting that. But like, this is a mental tool for myself.
One of the strength coaches that he works in the private setting, he's got a bunch of pro guys. And he's like, the first time you get it, it's going to be cold. And you're going to want to, he's like, you're going to want to go number one to try to warm it up. I was like, there's something wrong with you, Mike. I was like, you are.
Good luck peeing it. That would hurt.
Exactly. He's like, I just wanted to pee in it. I was like, dude, that doesn't sound fun at all. And then somebody was like, does it get easier? And he's like, eventually. He's like, but I think he had his on a little bit too cold.
That's funny.
So some of the listeners out there are like, okay, you know, Ryan and Justin, you're talking about using this as a modality. Well, how do you make sure that the body isn't becoming too blunt, whatever word we're like used to it, because you want to change the stimulus. So that way the athlete, when they need to recover. So adjusting cold exposure, not using it, only using it during the in season, off season, changing the temperature during these high stress periods. How should coaches do that?
That's a good question. I think I don't know if I have the exact answer on in season, out of season. I mean, I can kind of hypothesize what I think would work there. I think, you know, there's certain signals you just want with the body that I could say, like on a rinse on an each time scenario, like you want to be able to get in, you want to have a losing your breath scenario, where you kind of like you get that. That's like an important onset to the system. And then, like I said, you are able to glide your heart rate down. And you can do this through a Whoop. You can do this through Aura. You can do this a lot of different ways to, you know, heart rate monitor while you wear and test while you're in there, have it go up. And then you want to see some glide path down, like I said, in within 30, 45, 60 seconds that you're starting to get below what you entered in at. Ideally, you can get to resting heart rate. That's showing like a very healthy nervous system. Doesn't have to get there, just as long as you're bringing it down. Like that is a really strong signal. So I think for the athletes, obviously who you are in season to out of season, what you're training for, bringing that signal in to the process, I think is kind of going to show you directionally what you should be doing. you know, you might be in season and it's sleep's becoming, you're beat up.
Vitruv is the trusted VBT source for Strength Coach Network, and I have been utilizing this for years at Goldfinch, and I'm going to continue to utilize it because of the great price for the encoder, as well as the accuracy with the data. Whether I'm measuring average, peak, or any other metric, if I want to include range of motion, fatigue loss during the set, intra set, whatever it is, I can trust Vitruv, and they are continuing to push the needle and continuing to educate coaches on best practices within the VBT world. Not only do they live in that VBT world, but now they've come out with their new hub. And if you want to learn more about the hub and how it can help you with all of your athletes that you are working with, as we are starting to do this at Goldfinch for our middle school all the way up to college athletes, check them out in the link down below.
Sleep's tough. You're already there. Like, maybe you have one session that's like, we're going to go a little deeper today. And that's just, we're going to get cold and we're really going to work on some inflammation with the body, but we got to be able to get that heart rate down. And that's just a one-off. But the other times you're kind of raising the temp and you're going a little more, and like, we don't want to overly like stress you out in there. And I think though, if as long as you're listening to those signals, I think it can kind of guide you into your on-season, off-season training.
A couple of things I wrote down there. Anybody's like, okay, do I need to get my head under too? When you talked about that, because I, like, there was for a time, the snorkel stuff, like, is, does it matter? Does it not? What about that?
Yeah. So the, I think in good common practice is just bringing up to your neck region. You know, some people can have their hands in, it's some people it's too intense. I would say, don't overthink it. Like, if you need to put your hands out, put your hands out. If your feet are too cold, you know, ideally you have the right unit that you can kind of have your feet out, or you could buy little booties. Like, if that's keeping you, then like, figure out a way that doesn't stop you. Like, you're not doing it wrong. Like, don't think you're doing it wrong. The head under, look, I like to dunk my head right when I start. It's actually easier. And there's like real like understanding of what this is. It's kind of beyond my, specialty here, but dunking your head and coming out actually helps you regulate your heart rate quicker, which is surprising. It looks like a veteran move. So anyways, that's like a, I like to get in, get settled, bring my head under for 3 seconds, then come out and then start my breathing and kind of regulating. So those are, you know, the snorkel stuff that was out, that was a lot of viral nature to it. That was my co-founder actually loves to snorkel with his. He actually, I would say if you're this extreme, I'm going to talk snorkel for a second, make sure you can pause your unit so it's not swirling water, because that can get pretty intense under there. And raise the temp up, because it's much more extreme on your head. Yeah. So like, you can have an incredible session with the snorkel in the high 50s or 60, because it feels exponentially colder. And, you know, it's more of a little more intense, obviously, if you want to do it that way.
Then I was also thinking about the tactical setting. Our strength coaches nowadays are working with Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and just thinking about the chronic stress that they're in, and the ability for these listeners out there, that they might be like, holy cow, you know what? This might be a piece of equipment that we're not looking into, that, man, this could get us some huge ROI.
100%. I think, I mean, I was just talking to our head videographer here. He's not military, but like, talking about chronic stress, he had been tested, prostate PSA was high. He started cold plunging, PSA came down, like more into, and so it's like, that's around inflammation. A lot of that is going to be on like inflammation that's going to cause this stuff. I think for those in the military as well, you know, that's when you do this consistently in a like controlled way, like we've talked about these parameters, it's going to attack your chronic stress or chronic inflammation in your body in there. So yes, we see it in military. It's a big, you know, a lot in firefighting. It's like a big community for us and police officers that are putting this in their facilities. I mean, it's 100% a tool that world seems to have adopted it and was probably early in kind of taking that on.
How about the athletic trainers that are listening, and like, what is the, do you know? And then if not, like, point us in the direction of other researchers that have talked on the topic, between just localized ice in an area versus when you're actually cold tubbing and what occurs.
Yeah, I think, from the localized side, I mean, that's obviously you know, you could do that kind of, you just need ice and you can handle that from there. I think I would look at that, and that's more of like a, you know, one-off scenario. I would look at this like on the overall, like a cold tub, you're looking at like chronic inflammation. You're looking at more of like a mass. And yes, it can work on your, you know, I've had ankle issues or lower back stuff, and I get in and it helps there. So I can use my cold plunge as that, but I'd say if you just need a localized thing, you probably don't need a cold plunge. But if you're looking at more of like a holistic look at this, which we've talked about getting the whole body in and having that whole, like on the whole system, then that makes sense.
How about athlete buy-in? If you're like, okay, you got listeners out there, they're like, this sounds great, Ryan, but I've just got these athletes that are, they don't want to get in. How have you seen customers being able to relate, like, hey, this is how we've been able to get some buy-in, or even if they've been skeptical themselves?
Yeah, I have some different trainers that connected with that are, you know, work with some of the highest level. They tend to just have their ear. So it's like whatever they say is kind of like that's them. Like they're like, if you work with me, what I tell you to do, you're going to do. And so that's kind of been how I've seen it, like played with those individuals. You know, I like start small, like go do it. There's so many commercial places that you guys could go do it together and just be like, let's go. Like Sweathouse is one of our biggest partners. They're, you know, tons of locations, like 100 locations across the country. Go in, do a cold plunge, like try it out, like do one. Don't like think, hey, let's go buy a cold plunge, but go do one together, coach them through it, like in an effective way. That's like, hey, let's work on some breath. Let's focus on, you know, 120 to 180 seconds. And let's really do that together. And then come out and tell me how you feel. And you do it the right temp and you do it the right duration, they're going to have, like, you don't got to tell them. They're going to feel what they need to feel. And so that's where I would take it. But I would just set them up for success, you know, give them the parameters of what, you know, definitely like colder and more macho is not better.
Dasher Strength Coach Network's trusted provider for timing gates for your athletes. Whether you're trying to run A-cells, curve, flies, change in direction with the Pro Agility, the 505, modified 505, whatever you want to do, get valid and reliable setup with your Dasher. I had the black, the blue, and now we have the silver at Goldfinch. We're completely moving over from the blues to just only having the silvers. I only test my athletes on the silvers because it has helped me save so much time, whether I'm going from Ankeny over to Nevada or Ankeny over to Huxley, whatever I got to do. I save so much time, and I want you to be able to save so much time with your setup, because we know that time is precious as strength coaches. Now, not only are you going to be able to save time, but you're going to be able to save money with this great product, and you have a valid and reliable product that has run through countless different articles, as you continue to see online being published with the accuracy of this information. So if you want to learn more about Dasher, click the link down below to be able to go to their website and learn more about them.
And that, you know, that's, it's going to hurt you. And to be aware of that.
How about the time restrictions? Like, is it better if you're counting it or if it's just a clock, and that way you don't have to think about it because you can focus on your breath? Have you found that it makes a difference?
I would say, like, when you're starting out, a clock's helpful. I think where you get to, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, how you've been, you can kind of start to tune into your breath, and your breath can kind of tell you that's like where I'm at, like, and what I want to do. You know, Dr. Andrew Huberman, I think he's talked a lot about cold, but one, he's talked about this process in the cold that you also signals you want to listen into. I've talked about the heart rate structure, and that kind of fits to what this is, but he talks about these walls that you run into. So immediately when you get in, there's a wall, and it's like, the wall is, get me out of here. I want out. And then you'll kind of guide in. You're like, oh, I'm kind of calm. You feel it. You kind of shift your whole system kind of, okay, I'm letting go a little bit more. Then a new wall might hit, and you can decide to get through that. And his big point with cold exposure is you want to be getting out when you're not at a wall. You want to be getting out when you are telling yourself, okay, cool, I'm good to get out. If you're in and the stress is forcing you out, you're too cold. You didn't hit the level of, it's kind of another way to think about your heart rate. Mm-hmm. So it's just something, again, to check in on. And I think that's a time piece as well. It's like you can go push through these walls, and these walls probably will get shorter in duration as you go longer because it's more intense. But again, finding that pause where you're like, I kind of feel like I'm in control right now, that would be a, if you choose to get out, that would be a window to get out of the cold.
Yeah, I agree with that because I was having on my unit, I was able to put a stopwatch over on the left hand side, and then I could just, like you said, zone out and focus on the breath. And then after a while, I noticed like, okay, my normal, you know, good in through the nose, out through the mouth, slow breathing was somewhere around 5 seconds. So like, okay, now if I really wanted to and I didn't have my stopwatch, I could say, hey, I need to focus on, you know, 20 breaths to get me close to around 2 minutes. Hey, how close did I get to it if I really wanted to? What I found that I didn't like to do, and anybody out there, like, I would recommend you not do it with your athletes, your clients, or yourself, is to just try to count like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Because you're not actually getting the cold water on you, but you're not getting any of what we've been talking about with the mental clarity, the mental side of it.
That's a great distinction. I mean, you're counting breath is what you're counting, and you want your breath to, you start to understand how long that breath is, but yeah, actual seconds. That's a great clarifier.
And then, like you said, with the protocols that came out from the, when you buy your unit, that piece of paper, like I did some of those where it was like Huberman's, get in for a minute, get out for a minute, shiver a little bit, get back in. And so with that one, or like you said, with the other companies that you have where, okay, maybe there's a cold and you can sauna and cold, bounce between, talk about those advancements. Is that maybe better off season, in season, and coaches can do whatever they want with that better, but does it make it more intense? Does it make the relaxation? Cause I've done some of the sauna to cold, and yep, I'll tell you what, like it's, you're like, oh, you warm up, so it might not be as cold. It's like, well, you're warmer, so now it's colder again. Like,
yeah, they're different. It's important to treat them as their own unique modality. Like cold itself is cold, and you wanted that. If you're going to go to sauna and cold, now you're incorporating a new variable that is changing things. And yeah, to your point, getting super hot and then getting cold, there's like a revitalization that comes from just getting cooler, but it can be more intense. I think the big thing to think about is like, it's a massive blood pressure switch between the two. So you want to be aware of that. You're getting like a dilation and expansion.
Yep.
On, you know, you get in the sauna, your blood vessels are getting wider and thicker and blood is flowing through, where you get into the cold, they restrict, all your blood is going to your internal organs and it's, you know, there to protect you. So to be aware of that between the two, I've seen, you know, you move too quickly between the two or you don't have experience there. It's something to be conscientious of, and know how you're doing that. So not like treating that, you know, I would say don't be afraid of it, but you just know what's happening there. I think on the sauna side that's been an incredible recovery tool from blood flow. There's a lot coming out around that where, you know, sauna's one, you know, it seems pretty universal right now that get in the sauna right after you work out and you're going to get, you know, the increased oxygen and blood flow to the, you know, different parts of the body. And it's a great, great tool. So thinking through different ways that you could utilize these.
That's a good point that you said. And I didn't think about that with the contrast, because a lot of our strength coach community listening to it, they're recommending that because, hey, it will help with the lymphatic flushing for their body with athletes that are sore. But that's a really good point that you said, to not just necessarily every single athlete, like you said, batch it out like, you got to go from here to here. They might need a little bit of wiggle room, just like when you're writing your program and your exercise.
And I would almost say, if you're going contrast, I would say this actually, if you're doing a contrast therapy with multi-sessions, that's an active recovery. It's like, I wouldn't encourage putting that on an extreme workout day. Like there's a lot you're putting your body through in that experience. I tend to do that. Like Sundays, I have friends over. It's like kind of my guy's day and we do sauna and cold. So we push it a little more, but I'm also.
Player Data is Strength Coach Network's trusted provider for GPS technology. And it's simple. The price you cannot beat and the validity and accuracy of their technology is second to none. The price is outstanding. Go ahead and reach out to them to learn more about the pricing specific to you and however many units you're going to get. And then the validity. Player Data has been tested and run through FIFA's validation process for FIFA to then be utilizing Player Data technology. FIFA, we all know that name. They would not be utilizing a product that cannot live up to the competition and cannot be able to provide real, live, and accurate data. Player Data is able to do this. Not only do they have great software and hardware, but I know that the customer service is fantastic because I have worked with these individuals before. Click the link down below to learn more about Player Data.
it's not always my hardest workout day. And so I kind of, but I feel like I really got to push that day by doing the sauna and cold. And I kind of get that similar feeling with my body. So I would just say, if you're going to be, I don't do contrast therapy every day. It's more intense on the body. So something to be, you know, if you're going to do sauna, I tend to do sauna at night. It's kind of my wind down. Cold's my morning. And then if I do contrast, it's kind of its own unique thing that happens maybe once, twice a week.
That's a really good point, because we're going through a really big textbook right now in as a strength coach community called Super Training. And as I've been diving through it with the publisher of the book, we're uncovering and trying to talk with coaches like, hey, every single like athletes don't have to ramp it up every single day. And this is based off of research from the Soviet Union, when the Soviet Union was just crushing everybody in sports. Yes, there were the steroids aside, you still had to be good before, like, and he literally talked, because there was a late great strength coach that passed away earlier this year, but his whole thing was like, you only get 3 meters on a certain throw by taking a substance. So like, stop acting like that's the reason why somebody was successful. Anyways, back to my original point was, we do too much, getting back to the beginning of our episode, where it's like, hey, some's good, more's better. And just a continual reminder for our strength coaches listening to this, understand what this actual stressor is to the body and how it is going to respond, instead of just like shoving another thing on your athlete's lap.
And the contrast one's like, you want to push it. It's fun to kind of feel that, like treat it as that, treat it as like an endurance event that you're doing. But I've had plenty of friends that do too much, get dehydrated, can actually get sick. Like, you just push your body too far. Like, it's just like anything. Like, if you stress yourself out too much, like that, you're going to impact your, you know, whether it's immune system or just overall, you know, what I've kind of learned through this is adrenaline is a key indicator too of your immune system. You need some level of adrenaline. And so that's where this is a little like, I would say not fully studied yet, but what, you know, talk that I've had with different, you know, experts in their craft is like, we need some level of adrenaline to maintain a healthy immune system. So cold has been effective. It's been discussed, is it's helpful for immune system. And I think that is true, because it does increase adrenaline, but you can't also overuse your adrenaline, and you can't take it too far. Yep. The other side to this, we see it with people that like go on vacation, and they're high octane job, and they go on vacation and they just relax and they get sick, and it's like their adrenaline went away, and they didn't have, you kind of need to hold between two opposites. You don't want to be completely limited with no adrenaline. You need some level there. So there are healthy ways to, that could be done through working out, that could be done through sauna, cold plunging. You know, there are a lot of ways that we naturally go, and we're actually increasing adrenaline. And on the flip side, you go too hard, you can, you know, we all have been there where you push a workout too hard, you push work too hard, and you stress yourself out, and you end up getting sick. Cold, sauna, they're very similar. You go too far, too hard, you're going to fall out on the other side.
For you, you know, doing all the things that you do, starting the company, you said having fitness, like just all the things that require you in different directions, how has plunging been able to help you? And I ask that because some of our strength coaches, they're running departments that have 19 teams, they're the only one, or they're a head athletic director and they're a strength coach as well. So they wear a lot of different hats and they have a lot of different things to do as well. But hearing somebody has been as successful as you are in the world, how has it been able to help you with your mental clarity, physical fitness, and all that?
I mean, the big one, we just had our first child 3 months ago, and you know, any parent out there, tip my cat to you.
It's, ain't that the truth?
Yeah. You know what? You know, that first, we're in this zone, and it's first sleep, you know, nights could be tough for sleep. You know, I don't get my perfect sleep right now, but getting up in the morning, having that reset of just being like, you know, kind of that hard reset where my energy now spikes and I can use this tool to get back in. So 100% using it there. At the nighttime, you know, I got 15 minutes to go out and do a sauna. It's like such a first, like pause. It's like a quiet space that I have this opportunity to go out, and then I get the reset. I get this deep sweat. Maybe I'm not working out at the full level that I want to just due to schedules right now. And okay, the sauna is the next best option for me to get that sweat in, to get that kind of natural antidepressant and work through that. So, you know, that's how it's been for me over the last few months. I can extrapolate that back years of different seasons of stress with the business and different things that we've gone through that those have been the constant tools. Thankfully at our headquarters here, we have saunas and cold plungers. I kind of stack meetings there. It's like, I can go get a meeting in a sauna. And, you know, I think that's a really cool thing that's emerging, that the sauna is now becoming the modern day, you know, happy hour. Where people are spending time in this more vulnerable setting, getting, you know, doing something hard together, having a more transparent conversation and feeling incredible. So I think they're great tools that way.
Ryan, I appreciate you for coming on, man. I want to respect your time. I appreciate you for what you built with the company. I mean, the fact that these things can get sent out across the country, they get into people's homes, get into gyms, and they last as long as they do. It really is incredible. So I really appreciate you and everybody on the team at Plunge.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate having me on.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.